You're listening to Purposeful Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Postel, and I'm here to encourage you to be bold, step out on faith, and be the amazing woman God has called you to be. Let's get into this episode. This week, I want to talk about something that we've all dealt with from time to time, and that is pride. There's nothing wrong with being happy and celebrating your wins and accomplishments. But when can things take an unhealthy turn and begin to impact your relationships and all areas of your life? I think it's important to guard our heart against pride because it's something that is really sneaky and can creep in without you even noticing it. So, how are some ways that pride can appear in your life? Well, one way is pride will begin to get in the way of your relationships. And the way that it will get in the way of your relationships is when you have disagreements, you refuse to admit you're wrong. Now, there are times when you may just have to put that pride to the side and say, I'm sorry. I did it. I was wrong. I said words that hurt your heart that I knew would cut you deep. And I didn't care at the moment. I let my emotions get the best of me. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you are wrong. I know some people take the view that if they admit they're wrong, then the other person has the upper hand. You know, you could take that unhealthy view if you want to. Sometimes you just got to take ownership of what you said and what you did. And if the other person feels like they have the upper hand, so be it. But the thing is, your heart needs to be clear. So there's nothing wrong with admitting it. It doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that the other person, you know, is going to accept it either, but at least your hands are clean and you admitted it. Now, I know some people that they absolutely will never tell you that they're wrong. And I can't personally deal with anybody like that because I need to deal with people in my circle that when they messed up, they can own it. I don't have time to let somebody mistreat me and think that they can come back around and say, hey, we're good. No, we're not good. I will forgive. However, if that person, they've got to take some ownership. And so don't be that person that makes your relationships go in a bad direction because you just can't admit that you go around hurting people. And it could be something that you've got to deal with that maybe you, I don't know, maybe you were raised in a household where people didn't apologize. But let me tell you, it's just not an healthy, it's a very unhealthy way to live your life. So take ownership when you're wrong. And another way that pride can begin to show up in your relationships is when you refuse to consider other people's point of view. There's something that we used to do back in the old days. is we would sit and have a conversation with somebody and they had their viewpoint, you had yours, and then you would do something amazing. It was, you would agree to disagree. You didn't try to ram your opinion down the other person's throat because, hey, they have their own mind, they have their own thought process, they have their own way of doing things, and you cannot force somebody to think the way you do. You have to let them deal with things in the way that they need to. And you could be absolutely right, but it doesn't mean that they have to accept your way of doing things. I mean, think about it. God created each and every one of us with free will. So we are free to make the decisions we want to make, right or wrong. So allow that person to deal with whatever they're dealing with and agree to disagree. You don't have to be disrespectful. There's a way where you could do that and still be cordial and still even have a relationship if you choose to. But just understand, you cannot control the outcome of how a person thinks. And I think that's one of the saddest things in today's society. Everybody is so angry and mad that the other person will not accept their way of thinking, their thought process. I don't care what it is, what topic, what area. It just seemed like everybody all over the world is just mad. That's just not the way we have to live. We have to understand that people think differently, right or wrong, good or bad, whether we agree or whether we don't. And you can't change somebody's way of thinking. Good luck with that if you're trying. Pride also can block you from asking for help when you need it. When you need help, it does not mean that you're weak. And as a matter of fact, I think it takes a person that's confident in themselves to say, you know what, hey, I really don't know this, or I need some guidance in this particular area. And it shows that you are mature enough to call out what you don't know. You can act like you know what you're doing. And there are some times where if you don't have the help, you just got to figure it out. However, if it's something that it's going to take hours out of your day, why recreate the wheel when someone's already done it? So just ask. There's nothing wrong with it. You'll be glad that you ask. And there's always going to be someone that will help you if you just reach out. Pride can also block you from hearing wisdom when it's given. Now, mind you, wisdom has nothing to do with age. There's a lot of old fools out there. There's a lot of old people that refuse wisdom. There's a lot of old people that make foolish decisions. So understand that some people, just because they're older and they're giving you words, doesn't mean that they're wise words. So you really have to pray and ask God to help you discern what wisdom you want to take in and what wisdom you want to reject as far as words of wisdom, quote unquote, because some people's words just ain't wisdom. But if you know that they are telling you something that's right and you just don't want to let them see that they were right, and you take the long route, the hard road, why? Why torture yourself? Why take the hard path when you can just take the easier road? It's okay. And don't shun wisdom that comes to you from somebody that's younger. There are some people that I believe God has blessed with the gift of wisdom. And even though they're young, maybe they've lived a life that was beyond even your years, as far as the things that they've had to go through and the things that they've experienced. So just because someone is young does not mean that the wisdom that they share should be overlooked. So again, just take everything that you hear. If you're questioning it, ask God to let you know, hey, is this something that I really need to consider, or if it's something I need to put to the side? But either way, if God shows you that it is something that, hey, you need to put this into action, if this is something that you need to pay attention to, don't disregard it, because you're only making things harder for yourself. Now, one thing to look at is, how does God view pride? Well, 1 Peter 5:5 in the New King James Version says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. In other words, God does not like pride. He is completely against people that are haughty, people that are arrogant, people that look down at other people, people that just think that they are better than. He does not like pride. But the word also says in verse 6 of 1 Peter 5, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, you can try to scramble for position. You could try to scramble to be in a place where you're exalted better than everybody else. you have this certain title and now you feel like you've arrived and that nobody could tell you anything, that's the quickest way down. It really is. But when you humble yourself and you take into consideration where you came from, what other people are dealing with, and have compassion and just humble yourself to try to see things from other people's perspective, that will go a long way. And when it comes to pride, if you're guilty of it, and it's often, again, I say it's a sneaky thing because sometimes you don't even realize that you're thinking that way. And I know I've had to repent for looking down on other people from time to time. I mean, hey, I'm human. I've done it. And I had to go to God and repent for maybe a thought that crossed my mind. You know what? That's God. That's just ugly. You know, I had to say, God, that's ugly. And I thank God that He showed me what's in my heart. And sometimes we have to sit and ask, God, show me what's in my heart. So when you have a few minutes, when you go into your prayer time, ask God to show you you. Because it's hard to see yourself from the same perspective that other people see you. But it's also hard to see ourselves the way that God sees us. And He knows the heart. There is a scripture where it says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So our hearts, by nature, the way that we are wicked. But God knows our heart. He sees our heart. He sees what's in our heart. Even when we think we're good, He sees everything and nothing can be hidden from Him. So when you take a few minutes to go into your prayer time again, ask God to reveal what's in your heart. Ask Him to remove all pride and humble yourself to say, I'm willing to see myself as I really am. And God, I'm willing to make the change. So don't let pride be your downfall. It's time to put pride aside. Well, that concludes this week's podcast. Follow me on social media. You can check the show notes for links. And of course, if you prefer video content, you can check out my YouTube channel. And I have the link to that in there as well. And remember, as you go through your week, be bold, be empowered, break through fear, walk in faith, and allow God to lead and guide you.